feel like the older I get, the more busier I get. And
I feel that.
And it's...
Hello, guys. Welcome back to the Two Latin Brothers Podcast, the podcast where we talk about our daily lives and entertainment, brought to you as a day-by-day comedy podcast. I'm Victor.
And I'm Adrian.
And we're back again, once more.
Out in the wilderness.
In the middle of nowhere. No, I'm kidding. There's a building right behind us.
There's cars. There's people.
There's a lot of things.
There's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of sounds. You'll probably hear all of it, because all of this is going to be, like, semi-edited at best.
Oh, yeah. For sure. So we're in a foreign land.
Rewind. We're at a... There's buses going by. Like this.
There's a lot. We are in dead center downtown.
Basically, yeah. We're basically dead center downtown.
We're like 5 minutes away.
I don't want to deal.
10 minute walk, really.
Realistically, I don't
know.
It's
like 3 minute drive.
It's more like a two, but sure. Okay. I don't know. I feel like we were just trying to find different locations where we can record.
Do I?
I don't know. Make it a little bit more scenic.
Uh-huh.
Last time we were like right next to the river. This time we've literally flipped the bench to stare at scaffolding.
Yeah.
So it's there's
beautiful
that.
Scaffolding. Amazing work. Honestly, I've never seen such beautiful.
I mean,
setup for scaffolding.
I mean, it does look really nice. I mean, it looks very
uniform.
Very professional.
Very professional. I could walk. I'd be confident stepping on that right now. You guys can't see it.
Yeah.
But it's perfect.
Also, we're a little dark and the background's a little blown out because.
Well, quite frankly, I don't want to get sunburned.
Yeah.
I know I'm Latino, but, like, you know what I mean?
You still gotta be careful.
You still gotta be careful. You know, skin cancer is not a joke.
Whoa. Like, you said it like a joke.
Whoa. Relax. Can't be laughing at that stuff.
Okay, whoa.
My goodness.
Second.
This is a comedy podcast. If you can't laugh, you're having issues with yourself.
I just got canceled. So, how was your week, bro?
My week... What has been my week? My week's been full of work.
Yeah.
And sleep.
Yeah.
And work. We had some house maintenance done.
Right, yeah, that was fun.
So we had
fun.
To sleep in a hotel for a night. That
yeah,
was fantastic.
That was real fun. Oh, yeah, for
and
sure.
And it was a sudden decision, too. We're like, should we just stay here?
Yeah, because...
like, you know what? Nah.
Yeah, because, like, you know, we had to move everything away from a wall. And then they're like... Also, because, like, all of this is also happening where we record.
Yeah.
So that was fun. The studio is... It looks like we're moving out of the studio. When you walk into the studio now, right now, it looks like
we're moving out.
It looks like we're moving out. It's also why we're here, because we couldn't record in there.
Yeah.
Also, because I'm too lazy to do the whole setup right now.
Yeah.
Basically. It took us, like, all day Monday to do that, so I'm not even going to buy it. Yeah. Hence why there's been no React Monday, no vlog, all that jazz. But
our space has been confiscated. Okay.
Yeah, basically, our space has been confiscated. Like, it's...
I'm banned from my home. No, I'm kidding.
It's like tear open a wall. Like, knock down that wall. No, so we, hopefully next week we'll get back into the rhythm of things.
Maybe.
Maybe. I'm going to be pretty busy next week, but...
We're all going to be pretty busy next week.
Yeah, we all are. Okay, anyway, what was I saying? Right. Oh, so this week, I wouldn't say my week was busy, like super busy. I'd just say, like, it's been a logistical nightmare via email. Just
yeah.
Trying to get in touch with people over email and trying to coordinate certain things, and it's just been kind of annoying, really. Honestly, like I started DMing people, like that's how bad it got.
Well,
like, they wouldn't answer an email, like shoot you a DM, like this is what this is. But I mean, it's been okay. I mean, I also, I don't know if I mentioned this, but I'm kind of looking for a new job, currently. I don't know if I could talk about that, but you know, that's what it is. Because you know, current job, and then like I'm looking for a new job. You know, doing my thing, whatever that is. What is it I do again?
Exactly.
I help people. That's what I do. Anyway, I did some interviews, done some stuff. One of them actually looks really promising, which I'm kind of excited about.
Yep. Hopefully we get zero stories from that.
I mean, I can't talk about that because, you know,
yeah,
again,
hopefully we get
zero
stories.
That's what confidentiality is. That's life.
I mean, as long as you don't give names,
I mean,
location.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
like, if it's quite literally a story about a child who was doing a backflip 15 times. Like, that's pretty impressive. I want to hear about
that. I mean, that's probably viral already.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, let's just treat it
I'll just bring him on the podcast.
Let's just treat it like America's Funniest Home Videos.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Well,
like,
all right. Yeah, well, okay.
There's a dog.
So if he's viral...
That was random. I'm sorry.
Okay, so if it gets viral, then we're okay.
Yeah, we're fine.
Okay.
We'll make it the corn kid.
Oh, well... No, okay. I'm not doing that. No, that's not happening. Yeah, what crazy. Was I gonna say? There's like these cicadas out in the like, just so loud.
It happens.
Did you just get like a text? You looked at your phone?
No, I was trying to see how much time it's been already.
It's been like nothing.
It's been like 5 minutes.
I know.
Less because of yeah.
All right. So what was I gonna say? Right. So that's been my week. You know, fun times. I actually can't talk about work. So I love how we're both working and we can't talk about it. Can't talk about it.
I can, but can't.
All right. So
you guys know I do social media for peoples.
Yeah. So that's that.
I approve this message.
Do you approve it?
I approve this message.
I don't feel like I don't feel approved.
I approve this mensaje.
Okay. Well. Okay. Also.
As mayor of nothing. Well, I approve.
Yeah. So we definitely have done a lot of stuff. I feel like. Because of how hectic this week has been, especially with the whole, you know, housework stuff, it just feels like 10 times more busier than it normally should be.
Yep.
Considering the fact that, like, one morning I woke up and I was in a hotel room and I was like, where am I?
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, I mean, that was just... I also think it's funny that it's the first time, I think, I stay in a hotel.
In your own city?
In my own city, yeah.
Yeah.
Never done that before.
Honestly, we treat our guests better than we treat our actual, like...
Ourselves.
Citizens.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, you know, you gotta...
The hotel was affordable.
Yeah.
And luxurious.
Yeah.
Like, oh my
God. They had a pool on the fourth floor.
They had a pool on the fourth floor. Like,
why, it's better
than housing, honestly.
Like, why did you...
I should... Don't pay rent. Go live in a hotel in Ottawa.
Don't pay rent. I mean...
Just book the hotel for 6 months.
I feel like at this point, it's probably cheaper to stay in a hotel than it is to pay rent.
Yeah, it is. Just... Book it for 6 months,
and if you can get breakfast included for the whole stay, that's even better.
Yeah, I know, even better, because it's like a buffet walk-in. So like, you walk in, they got the eggs, sausage. Do they? I don't think they had potatoes.
No, but they have. No, the lady said that unfortunately today they didn't have potatoes.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Because I asked, and she was like, yeah, unfortunately today we don't. She's like, the shipment never came in, so we're just like, what do we do?
We all panicked
this morning as to what was going on. I'm like, oh, okay. But they have waffles too. So
yeah, they have waffles. I didn't have a waffle.
Did
they
you have
muffins? No, I didn't. I didn't have time.
Because if you're wondering, we didn't have breakfast at the same time because.
Time issues.
Yeah, because, you know, people going to work and stuff.
Yeah, because literally it was just a place to sleep for a night.
Yeah, and then we all just kind of like did our own. I got up at like 6, left, went to go check on the house. Then literally came back at like 10. No, it was like 9. I'd say 9.
Yep.
I came back like 9.
Yep.
And then we kind of like, okay, because I was with our mother.
Yeah.
And so we literally just crawled back into bed.
Yeah. I mean, we could have filmed all that. Not really.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't want to.
My head was not in the game.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of funny because when he woke up in the hotel, I'm like, yo, we should start recording this. This would be great content. And you're like, it's the last thing I'm thinking about
I'm
right
tired.
Now.
I'm tired.
It's like, I barely slept properly to begin with. I don't feel comfortable.
You know, 4 hours of sleep.
Trying to
really
record. I mean, no, I guess, yeah, but... It's also the fact that you're in an uncontrolled environment and you've been thrown into this situation where they're like, you know, we're going to... You know what? You know what's really nice about all this is that when we're done, when like, the house is done now. But what I think is kind of funny is, like, once we reset up, you won't even notice.
You won't even notice. It'll be like nothing ever happened.
Yeah, it's like, it's so dumb. Like,
it's so effective, so good, so amazing, so spectacular. It's glamorous. I don't even know any other descriptive words.
Right, yeah, okay. What was I going to say? We definitely have... next month is so busy.
Oh, next month? Guys, I keep telling my brother, okay? So here might be a small... There might be a small hiatus.
Yeah.
Just saying, for August, but September. You know, we're going to have a lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff from August.
A lot of stuff from August.
Because Should we just tell the audience what's going on?
No, we can't.
We can't tell the audience.
Okay.
Well, okay. So since we can't tell you guys what's going on, there's a lot of stuff going on.
there's stuff going on.
I feel like this is becoming an update podcast. Like what is it?
Quite literally, this is the update. You know what we should do? We should get really close for the thumbnail.
Oh man.
And then look very serious and be like the update. That should be the title. Okay. Clickbait everybody.
Okay.
Well, I think this is probably the best idea I've thought of yet.
All right.
All right, well, we're going to do that right after this.
No, right after the... here's the thing.
I love how you thought I was segueing into
it. I know. Yeah, here's the thing. So, apart from all the things we can't talk about...
Uh-huh.
What'd you say... What did we watch the other day? There was something new we watched that I can't remember what it was.
We watched something?
Yeah. Surprisingly enough, we found time to watch them.
What did we watch? I have no idea what we watched. I've been hearing a lot of things about Oppenheimer.
Yep.
And a lot of things about Sound of Freedom. I recommend to go watch that one, actually.
That one, that broke me, yeah.
That broke us. That definitely did.
Yeah, that's what we watched.
I think I might post it on my Instagram, actually, to tell people to go watch it.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like... Okay,
I mean, I don't post anything on my private stuff.
Okay, look.
But I think that might be something I post.
Okay, look. Apart from the obvious TikTok explosion of it,
yeah,
which has been rather interesting, which I mean it's good advertising, but it's also bad because like in the States,
yeah,
my goodness, there have been a lot of like issues in theaters and stuff.
Yeah,
and it's become like this whole conspiracy, which I kind of don't like that it's turned into that.
Yeah,
because it's kind of stepping away from what the film's actually trying to do.
So here's the thing.
Okay,
for those of you who don't know The Sound of Freedom, I want to get into this because it's actually a very important issue that I think we should address as a podcast.
Okay, fine. Let's address it. I mean, it's a little serious for the kind of podcast we are, but
sure. We're not going to get too deep into it, right?
Okay, yeah.
We're a lightweight, but this is kind of a serious topic. The movie deals with trafficking, specifically children, and it shines a lot of light onto situations. It follows a man who's an agent, and then he goes and saves a bunch of children. But here's the thing, a lot of people have been talking about it and saying it's conspiracy, it's been taken, blown out of proportion. Even if it has or hasn't, it doesn't mean that there isn't an issue that should be addressed. That's right. All I got to say on that. Go watch the movie.
Bro, speak your mind.
I'm serious.
Like, oh, no.
Go watch the movie.
Yeah, no, and for sure.
If you instantly say conspiracy without doing your own research... then you can't say conspiracy. I'm just saying that.
Yeah, well, I think the film does a good job of portraying
some... You should feel the need to educate yourself after the movie.
Yeah, some harsh realities of what we don't necessarily talk about. Like,
talk about it because it's so uncomfortable.
Right, yeah, of course. It's unfortunate, but there's a lot of things like that in this world.
Oh, yeah. There's a ton of and it's disturbing.
But what I wanted to get at was the fact that... definitely go check it out. I mean, prepare yourself mentally, emotionally.
Yeah.
While we were there, actually, the guy sitting next to me, he couldn't handle it. At one point, he got up and he left.
Yeah.
Like, he walked out of the theater. And then, like, a little while later, he came back and he looked at me and he was like, yo, like, take a breather. You know,
yeah.
I can see it affecting you too. It's
because the main thing is that men are the ones running the...
Right, yeah.
The thing, right?
Of course.
And just being a man who absolutely despises it.
Right.
It's very, very infuriating.
For sure, yeah.
Just the depiction that is created, it's enough to make you want to get up and and do something about it, right? And there's things you can help with, you know, small donations here and there.
Yeah.
There's a pay it forward for the movie.
Yeah.
You can help someone else watch the movie, you know, spread the word.
Yeah. I just got, like, honestly, attacked by a bug on my face.
That's tough.
Moving on.
Moving on.
No, yeah, I definitely think...
10 out of 10, would recommend, have recommended.
I mean, okay, look, I recommend the film, but I just think you need to be careful going to watch it.
Yeah.
Because, like...
Don't go into the movie expecting to come out with a smile. Expect to come out slightly teary, slightly angry, slightly okay,
and hyper emotional
just hyper emotional, really.
Yeah, like, because you don't know how to feel. Like, I mean, I feel as though at times it's very, for me anyway, it was very infuriating.
Yeah.
Just like watching this stuff happen. Also, because like it's happening in Central America.
Yeah.
Which like we're part of.
That's also another reason why I wanted to address this.
Yeah.
We're the Two Latin Brothers podcast, right?
Yeah.
We gotta shine some light on the Latin side.
Yeah.
Even if it's not good, you know, there's a lot of issues in this world that need addressing. And this movie's trying to send out that address.
Right, basically. Yeah, yeah, of course, yeah.
And
I mean, I'm not going to get into the whole conspiracy of it, but if you want to look it up, by all means, go for it. I mean, there are a lot of things about this film that will make you question Hollywood as an entity.
Yeah.
altogether, but moving
well, just to keep in mind, the movie was delayed 5 years.
Yeah.
They went to a bunch of different streaming platforms.
Oh, I didn't want to. Okay. Denied. Well, I just, you know, okay.
That's
sure.
Not conspiracy. That's
no,
fact.
No, okay, yeah. Well, but some people are saying that that's a conspiracy.
Well,
so that's.
Do your research.
That's why I said, if you want to go and do your research on the film,
no, I know,
go
but you'd be. No offense.
I'd be hard pressed to say that,
but
it's not.
You're kind of not. You're not using the intelligent brain you've been given if you're choosing not to see it as a fact. Not to mention the fact that there's actual news coverage of the events that transpire.
Oh, of course, yeah. And they have all this footage and all this, like, of all this stuff that actually happened.
And even if it's blown out of proportion in sizing,
yeah,
it's still happening. Well, and you can't deny that.
Well, apparently the there's a scene that they did on an island.
Yeah.
Where apparently, I was listening to an interview with both the actor and the actual guy who did this mission.
Yeah.
Shall we say? Takedown? Yeah. Takedown feels right.
Yeah.
And he was saying how, because of their constraints with the budget of the film, they weren't able to have as many children as they initially wanted, because apparently they saved a lot more children during that operation than they portrayed in the film.
And there was a lot more older kids.
Right.
There's footage of the actual takedown.
Right.
I don't know if you've seen it.
Yeah.
But there was older children there.
Yeah, yeah, of course. There's definitely, but of course, you know, certain things with the budgeting and you know, all that stuff. And I mean, you know, say what you will, but I felt like it was a very impactful film.
I mean, it is an impactful film.
It's probably
even if there is conspiracy, and I'm not saying that there is. It's good to shine light on something that's wrong in this world.
Right, yeah, for sure.
So we're going to leave that topic there.
Yeah, we're going to move on from this because it's so heavy-hearted.
And if you're someone who is buying into the conspiracy, I beg you...
look into it, please.
Look more into it and be more open-minded as to what you're portraying. Be objective. Look at the facts.
Right. Okay? We'll be right back after this short commercial break.
This podcast is brought to you in part by Two Latin Brothers Podcast. You thought there wouldn't be a commercial, but there is. So make sure to follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. We'll see you guys right now.
Wait a sec. Yeah, it is recording. I couldn't tell. Because there's a glare on it, so I can barely see the little screen. Can you?
I can't see anything.
Okay, well, you want to clap? Do that one more time.
Let's just wait for the bus to leave.
Yeah, let's wait for the bus. That's the sound that sinks us. That's perfect, bro. Perfect.
All right.
And we're back.
We are back. Away from the sound of freedom.
I mean, we took a long intermission.
No, we didn't. We're on the same bench. Where could we go?
Just so I could wait for this bus to show. Now, okay, so definitely go check that out.
Yep.
Moving on. Okay, so I feel like... Okay, so let's talk about this. Okay, so we've been playing a lot of gaming. We've been doing a lot of gaming.
doesn't even know what day it
is. You know
guys,
what's funny? We've been doing a lot of gaming, but relatively like 30 minutes a day.
Yeah.
But we've been doing a lot of gaming. not really, if I'm being honest. Now that I think about it, we've barely done any gaming.
I don't even think I touched a video game yesterday. I didn't at all.
Alright, so we... Anyway, but we haven't played Fortnite. in like over a week. But I don't know what's going on over there. If there's something interesting going on over there, I don't know, because I just haven't been playing Fortnite. Which is interesting, because usually you're the one on the Fortnite grind, and not me.
Yeah, I know. Just don't got time for it.
I mean, you know, that's what it is. Also, because we've been playing...
Narca.
Blade Point, we've been playing that.
Narca Blade Point, yeah.
All right, pretty fun, not going to lie. Yeah.
I love the graphics. I'm blown away with the graphics, the sizing of the file. Like, I'm impressed, because I can run it on max settings.
Yeah.
Without any glitches.
Which
at
is
all.
Crazy.
Yeah. I mean, keep in mind, I have a 3060 RTX.
Right.
For those of you who don't know, that's just basically the gaming chip.
Graphics card.
Graphics.
I
was trying to dumb it down.
I know. Well, it's a video card. Anyway, definitely been having a lot more fun with that. I've definitely gone into it. Like, it's, I don't know. I feel like this could be my new Battle Royale game.
Yeah.
Like, I'm done with, I mean, Fortnite's been fun.
Been fun. It's still fun.
I mean, okay, look, Fortnite.
In the new season, you're going to play for the next 3 weeks.
I mean, you know.
That's just what happens. You make time for it.
Okay, look, Fortnite is next week, or even later today, I'm going to try to get in, like, a couple of hours in.
Fortnite?
Yeah, just because I want to complete at least the Battle Pass.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, just try to get that done at the bare minimum.
Yeah.
Because I won't be around for August, and I'm pretty sure the season ends in August.
Yep.
So I'm not going to be around for any of that.
Yeah.
I just feel like, I don't know, I think it's, I also think it's the fact that, like, most of my friends I used to play on with aren't really on anymore, or as much. Neither am I, so I don't, like, really blame them. Like, we all got lives now, you know, so...
Like, my only, like, real source now...
Yeah.
...of, like, playing the game is just, like, to talk to a friend.
That's
always busy.
Yeah, I mean, that's how we are, so...
That's how we are, too,
If we've fallen off, that's why. if you're one of those friends who plays with us and you're watching this, you're wondering, why are they never on anymore? This is why.
We're busy.
Yeah.
Live. I
mean, also
the last time I've been home. No, I'm kidding.
I mean, also one of our main friends we used to play with, their Xbox broke, so we really don't have a. We barely
don't make
have
me cry about
so,
that.
So I really don't have a reason to even get on to begin with. Yeah. So there's that.
My reason.
I mean, like at this point, but yeah, I don't know. I feel like if I do hop on, like it'll be to like find some new friends on there, and just you know do a couple of you know.
Nah.
Squat it up again, you know.
No.
I mean, cause, bro.
I mean, that's what I used to do. Cause I was looking for friends.
I mean, no, like, I'm. That's a thing.
Because see, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I started playing Fortnite at the time where everybody was just like, "Nah, Fortnite, you loser." See, that's when I started playing Fortnite, and then I started doing squad fills, and then I actually met some cool people.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Then those people stopped playing the game.
Right. Yeah. Of course.
And I met new people.
Yeah.
And then those people stopped playing.
See, my squad, like, some of them, like, started, like, okay, so my people, like, I was playing with, like, two teenagers and one adult.
Yeah.
And the two teenagers, you know, I don't know what happened to them. They got lives. And then the adult was like, I'm in uni and I ain't got time for this. And I was like, I respect that. And they're like, and you? I'm like, I got life to do. So, like, this is, like, I don't know. Like, I just felt, we fell apart, okay?
Yeah.
Like, the squad fell apart. Yeah. There were days where I'd be up till the next day.
Yeah.
We'd just be having so much fun. Like, we'd be out till like 8 in the morning sometimes, and it was just, it was whatever. But, I mean, there was a few times where you're like, do we even bother to go to sleep at this point?
No, that was bad.
Like, is it worth it, me trying to sleep? Because if I go to sleep, I'm just going to feel exhausted the whole day.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, that's what typically happened a few times. But, I mean, it was fun. I enjoyed those times for sure. But I've definitely... definitely push bats with some of these people. Like my statute of limitation. There's this dog coming close to us.
This is amazing.
He's not gonna be.
Dog,
he's not in frame.
A dog is literally like right there.
Oh, he's not in frame.
Yeah, come to me. Come to me. No, he doesn't want to.
All right,
that
would
have been really interesting. We could have had the dog right here.
I mean, it would have been nice, but that's what that is, you know.
We're distracted.
Yeah. Sorry.
You guys just watched this completely.
Literally right past the frame. That's where the dog was standing. Anyway.
What was I saying? I don't know.
No. So yeah, I mean, I feel like that's what's affected my gameplay with Fortnite.
Yep.
Just because
there's the lack of friends.
The lack of friends.
It.
Yeah. And then the Minecraft.
Like the lack of friends.
Okay. So yeah. same thing with Minecraft. Like, I used to do a lot of Minecraft playing.
Well, yeah, you even joined some servers.
Okay, so the main server I used to play on, or the realm, the guy who owns it, he used to not have a job.
Yeah.
And he was paying for the realm, right?
Yeah.
And then something sad happened. He got a job and stopped paying for the realm. So,
oh, well,
he got money.
As soon as he got money, he stopped.
He was like, I'm done. No, it's because he got too busy, right?
Yeah.
And so that whole server fell apart.
Yep.
It's kind of sad. Also, the other people I was playing with, I haven't reached out to them in a minute. And like the Discord server that they had made for their server just like disappeared the other day.
Yeah.
I don't know if I was kicked or if I was removed from it because I hadn't logged in so long. So I think I'm like, I'm going to shoot them message and be like, hey, it's been a minute. What's going on?
Yep.
Sort of thing. But I mean, like, I don't really know. It's been interesting to say the least. I don't know. I feel like I fell off with all the gaming stuff.
Yeah.
Like I've been too busy. You know, I'm writing a novel, so there's that.
Yeah. Has it been 2 weeks?
No, we talked about it last week.
Did we?
Yeah, we talked about it last
week. That's crazy.
At least I think we did.
It feels like it's been 3 weeks.
I don't know how long it's been, honestly. I had to check. Either way, I'm not giving an update this week.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be honest with you. I think I wrote like a quarter chapter this week.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
I mean, considering all the stuff that's been happening, I think I wrote like a quarter chapter, if I'm being honest.
It's amazing that you even got anything.
I mean, I got like the... I think I got like three sentences down of like what the chapter's about.
Yeah.
But, also, like, I have a lot of notes in my phone of just ideas.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it's just, I feel like the older I get, the more busier I get. And I feel that. And trying to make time for all these, like, leisure things.
I'm taking all of your time.
Making time for leisure things is becoming more of a logistical nightmare than just doing something for the sake of it, you know?
Yep.
And, like, last night we were up till, like, midnight watching White Collar.
White Collar.
Yeah, so.
We just reached season 4.
Yeah, we're like, season 4 White Collar.
Well, we haven't even started the first episode of season 4, so we just finished season
3. No, we saw the first episode of season 4.
Did we?
Yeah,
we did.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, no spoilers, please.
I'm actually... You know what? In the beginning, I was like, eh.
It's an okay show.
But
now, I'm like,
okay, it's starting to feel like it's something.
Yeah, I know. It's odd. It takes a minute to grow on you.
Yeah.
But it's pretty good.
It's because, like, it was the show right after watching Suits.
Suits
and
is
if you don't
just,
know what Suits is...
Go watch Suits.
If you like law or you're a criminal...
I mean...
If you just like hostile takeovers, honestly.
I mean, it's a hostile takeover
like,
every
if
other
you
episode.
Like battles with intelligence. Oh my goodness!
I'm maneuvering the other person.
You know what? Go watch it. I want to watch it again. Honestly, I enjoyed that show so much.
Yeah, I think we're gonna watch it again. Honestly,
maybe.
Also, like I think I'm gonna download the whole thing.
Yeah.
For sure, at some point. I don't know when I'm gonna do that, but it's gonna take me a minute. Anyway, but yeah, no, we definitely had. That's definitely a great show. Like, honestly, it's.
You don't know what to say.
It's just
you're running out of words.
No, it's just so good.
You're in a loop.
It's so good. Like, you don't understand. But we definitely have run into situations where, when it comes to TV, I feel like we're watching too many things.
Oh, yeah.
Like, currently, right now, we're watching like 12 different animes.
16.
and they dropped 3 new ones that they're dubbing. That I actually wanted to watch because I saw a chair. I'm like, I'm watching this. So it's going to be 15. but, you know, also we're on episode 20 or 30 of One Piece.
I think so.
Yeah, we have a
thousand. That means two more left.
No,
guys,
we have
right?
a thousand episodes
left. That means
left.
Two more left.
Because, okay, for those who are wondering, we're watching it dubbed. We're not watching it subbed.
Yeah.
That's way too much film for me to be reading. I'm dyslexic. Give me a break.
Yeah.
So, hey, I'm just being real. It is what it is.
Starts getting a bunch of hate comments. Oh, you guys are watching subbed.
Okay, whoa.
Well, listen, I keep people's jobs because I watch dubbed.
Yeah. Be grateful. What was I saying?
I'm helping society.
I'm helping society. I'm creating more jobs. No.
We are.
I mean,
if there's demand, there's a job.
There's always demand for something.
Exactly.
you
like
know,
tripods. We're using one right now. It's crazy.
I mean, we only ever need one, though.
Yeah, I know. Not unless we get angles and the foot angle. I don't know why you guys want that, you weirdos.
I mean, I don't know what's going on. What was I going to say? Yeah, no, but I don't know. I feel like the more stuff we watch, and I was telling my brothers, I feel like I get heavily influenced by all the stuff I'm watching. And basically, my book is a combination of my own ideas and a lot of all that random stuff. Yeah. Like, just so much intake, it's crazy. The other thing, too, is because we intake so much media, it's hard not to, like, weave certain... The other day, in my writing, I was like, this is a perfect spot to make a Jedi reference, but I totally jumped right over it.
Yeah, you can.
Right, so like,
I mean, people kind of make references like that. It's like, oh, a light sword.
Yeah.
Or like a laser saber.
Yeah.
Or like a laser blade.
Yeah.
Or a light blade. You can't say lightsaber.
Yeah, it's just copyrighted. You know, so we find loopholes around it, right?
Yeah.
The other one's photon sword.
Yeah. Photon sword.
That's the one I was gonna use.
Photon blade.
I was gonna use photon sword.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like the more just stuff I intake,
there's so much media, and some of it is so creative
yeah.
that you feel the need to use it yourself.
Oh yeah.
Because it's just like, wow, it's such a good
okay,
idea.
Okay. So look. So.
No. You can't.
I'm actually gonna talk about another book.
Okay.
A book I finished reading. I finished listening to because I'm an audiobook person. So I finished listening to Red Rising.
Okay.
Bro, if anything, you should listen to this.
Okay.
It is so good.
Okay.
It is so, like, I could not, like, I finished it in 3 days. I think it was like 18 hours or something like that.
Oh my god.
Like, it is so.
I love how he said we have no time, and this guy's just like, well, I was doing work while I was listening.
This happened last week. Okay.
Yeah.
And mostly at night, if I'm being honest.
Oh, fair enough.
But
I feel like I might have distorted the mic. I might apologize.
You know, so. Yeah, no, it's just so good. And like, just the way that it's written, it's its own world. It's just so, it's so good. The next book, because the way that they're dubbing it, I mean, they're turning into audiobook, doesn't come out till August 14th, okay. Which apparently I might not be able to listen to right when it comes out.
Yep.
So I'm a little upset about that, but man.
You're not allowed to be upset.
It is so, bro. I would do it to get a copy of that. Like, it is so good. It's just. I can't praise this. I cannot praise this book enough. It is so good.
You don't have to praise the book.
Okay, look. It is just. It's so well thought out. Like the world building is so thought out.
Yeah.
I realize I need to like start writing my book again. Like rewrite the whole thing. Because like the world building is done incredibly well. And it's so immersive in a way where you forget that you're reading.
Yeah.
Like, at one point, it's just like...
You're like, just absorbing content.
Yeah, and it's in a way that it just flows.
Yeah.
It's very odd, for sure. And it's hard to find those books these days that you can't put down.
Yeah.
I mean, there are those books you can't put down, but this one... It's a lot of people have been talking about this book and how you should like read them. If they ever turn this into a film or something, I don't think they can do it justice.
Really?
I think this book and the film.
So you'd need like some guy who created Avatar.
No, you
to
need,
like.
No, you need like a series. Like, there's no way you.
You need a series with a budget to make an Avatar movie.
No, you need a series with the budget of Game of Thrones to pull this off.
Okay, that's not a lot then.
I mean. Sure, I mean, like, probably the last season of Game of Thrones, but, like, not the first, but it's...
But, like, every episode is just all of the finances.
Oh, yeah, no, it's crazy.
No, I literally meant, like, the budget of, like, the Avatar.
Yeah.
For episode one.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. It's just so good. And definitely a lot of things have been tweaked and modified, and, you know, you'd have to do that because there's a lot of... A lot of stuff in the book where, like, it's hard to swallow, too.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of, like, I mean, not to say that it's graphic. I just say it's very, very violent.
See the dog in the background.
Very violent.
Walked out.
Very violent book.
Yeah.
But it's great. It's I love it. I recommend Red Rising. I can't remember the guy's name. Just Google Red Rising. It's a great book.
It's a great book.
I think it's by Pierce something. I can't remember. Pierce Brown, I think, is his name.
Okay.
I think. I can't remember off the top of my head. It's just so good. I'm gonna get you to listen to it.
Okay.
You'll love it.
Okay. Then we can talk about it.
Yeah, then more, we can actually more, talk about more it in more in depth. But
anyways, guys.
I was gonna say we should probably wrap up.
Yeah. It's this has been the Two Lion Brothers Podcast. Hopefully you guys enjoyed. Make sure you subscribe, hit that bell notification. Everything's in the description, whether it be up, down, left, or right. Make sure to share with the grandmother, share with the rooster, share with the donkey, share with the chinchilla, share with the dog. Share with everybody and everything. And we'll catch you guys in the next one. Peace.
Bye.